I opened up my browser this morning, and it, no joke, I posted it to Instagram, said, Tig Notaro sex. Try explaining that one to the wife. You know, I get out of the basement, lock myself down there for like half an hour every morning, honey. And yeah, Tig Notaro sex is one of the stories, really. Jimmy Kimmel pointed to the GOP hypocrisy over their criticism of Joe Biden's first day golfing. Kimmel said, this is when Trump is most furious that he's banned from Twitter. The chance to post an almost unfathomably hypocritical tweet criticizing Biden for playing golf one time after he basically spent his entire presidency on the course and after repeatedly attacking Obama for playing golf. I mean, it's literally and figuratively teed up for him, but he's not able to do it. Seth Meyers said, after 4 years of a cruel, unpopular, crazy person who never won the popular vote and never cracked 50% job approval or a 50-degree angle on his spine, Republicans can't quite figure out how to attack a president who's well-liked and whose policies are popular. They're watching Biden like a bunch of prehistoric apes watching Man with the First Stone tools. Colbert celebrated Joe Biden hitting his vaccine milestone, saying it's a huge contrast from his predecessor Voldemort. Even under that guy's most optimistic projections, at this point, only a third of U.S. adults would have received their jug of government bleach. A recent poll of Republicans and white evangelical Christians found almost 30% of each group would, quote, definitely not get a shot. Colbert said, apparently the message, the vaccine is safe and effective, is not as believable as Hugo Chavez and a cabal of celebrity pedophiles stolen an election from the least popular president in history in a plot that could only be understood by a man clutching his own pillow. Colbert also made fun of GOP groups who mass purchase books written by Republicans to boost sales and land them on bestseller lists. Colbert said, that's so embarrassing. It's like when your dad has to buy all your Girl Scout cookies because your cookies are painfully boring and blame everything on immigrants. And a warning from Stephen Colbert to anyone visiting Ted Cruz's house, you're going to leave with a book. Also a warning to anyone going to Ted Cruz's house, Ted Cruz is going to be there. From Vulture, Jimmy Kimmel has been avidly following MyPillow creator Mike Lindell's descent into madness. Told you the other day about the 48-hour live stream for his, quote, free speech network. On Wednesday night, Jimmy Kimmel's video team pulled a supercut of Lindell trying to pronounce the name Ursula for a full minute. At one point, he may have called her Zillow. Kimmel had offered Mike Lindell to come on the show. He did have some conditions, including he wanted it to be in person and on a bed surrounded by my pillows. After the booking, Kimmel said, for a guy who's convinced that this town, Hollywood, is full of celebrity baby cannibals, he seems to have no reservations about coming out whatsoever. I see that CNN dropped two episodes of their Behind the Desk podcast. That's the podcast about late night. I have not gotten a chance to do that. I only saw that this morning. And as you know, I was Googling Tig Notaro sex. Dave Chappelle News. Dave Chappelle and Friends will be the first headliner to perform at the MGM Grand Garden Arena once it reopens after the pandemic. The show, Friday, July 2nd. Maybe you make a holiday weekend out of it. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. That's why you should listen to the podcast over breakfast. If you miss Chappelle tickets, don't blame me. There's a new trailer for Marvel's MODOK, M-O-D-O-K. That's a new Marvel series that will debut in May on Hulu, so it's not a Disney Plus thing. Patton Oswalt stars as the big-headed creep himself, MODOK. Who's calling me? Telemarketer. Should I answer it? Why don't you mute your phone when you record, you dummy? Patton Oswalt stars as the big creep MODOK himself, whose life is going down the tubes. His wife is leaving him. That's sad. His company's falling into bankruptcy. That's sad. And his enemies have way better PR. In the trailer, we see MODOK square up against Iron Man, played by John Hamm. That's pretty good. As well as Wonder Man, played by Nathan Fillion. I'm loving this casting. Fillion's character Wonder Man is dating MODOK's ex-wife. We also see MODOK travel to Asgard. There he sings Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charmed Life. Trust me, that is really hard to say. This is take 7 of that sentence. Other voices include Brooklyn Nine-Nine's Melissa Fumero and Beck Bennett. That sounds like a lot of fun. From Variety, a sequel series to How I Met Your Mother. This sequel series is called How I Met Your Father. What's the setup? In the near future, Sophie, played by Hilary Duff, is telling her son the story of how she met his father. A story that catapults us back to the year 2021, where Sophie and her close-knit group of friends are in the midst of figuring out who they are, what they want out of life, and how to fall in love in the age of dating apps and limitless options. It remains unclear how or if the new show will tie into the original. Please don't. Hilary Duff said, as a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother, I'm honored and even a little nervous that Carter and Craig would trust me with the sequel of their baby. I realize there are big shoes to fill, and I'm excited to slip my 6.5s in there. This is actually not the first attempt to do a follow-up to How I Met Your Mother. CBS ordered a pilot for How I Met Your Dad in 2013, which starred Greta Gerwig with Meg Ryan attached as the narrator. It was not picked up to a series. I don't know how I feel about this one. I love How I Met Your Mother, as many of us do. I don't know if I need to see a new version of this. Probably not. Aziz Ansari's Master of None is coming back for its third season in May. It's been off the air for 4 years. In 2018, during that hiatus, Aziz Ansari was accused of pressuring an anonymous photographer into sex. There was a story about that published on the internet. The reporter said at the time, it really hit me that I was violated. I felt really emotional all at once when we sat down there. The whole experience was actually horrible. From Variety, Eric Andre alleges he was racially profiled by two police officers in an Atlanta airport before boarding a flight on Wednesday. In a since-deleted tweet, Eric Andre said, I was just racially profiled by two plainclothes Atlanta PD police in Delta Terminal T3 at the Atlanta airport. They stopped me on the way down the bridge to the plane for a random search and asked if they could search me for drugs. I told them, no, be careful. Variety says, however, the Atlanta Police Department Public Affairs Director told Variety that multiple law enforcement agencies have jurisdiction in the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport and that Atlanta PD officers were not involved. As soon as we learned of Mr. Andre's complaint, we began gathering information on what occurred. We have determined that the Atlanta PD was not involved. Another tweet from Eric Andre said, hearing it might be at DEAHQ at gate T3, racially profiling passengers and not the Atlanta police. Does anyone have answers? Delta, POTUS, Keisha Bottoms? Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms got on Twitter herself and said, sorry to hear about your experience. It's my understanding that this was not APD, but another one of the many agencies working in the airport. We are working to confirm. As I'm recording, representatives for Andre and Delta did not respond to Variety's request for comment. I was so depressed yesterday about saying goodbye to my beloved 1992 Honda Civic with the taped-on bumper. I was so down about that that I forgot to tell you to vote. We're doing Top Dog Late Night Battle of Jimmies. You go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You scroll down, you find the post with the picture of the two Jimmies, and you tell me if you like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. And then I read your comment during the podcast and get some free content, and we get to do a bit. See how this works? Jerry McLean had voted, and she said, Kimmel, methinks, I have a left-wing bias, and it feels like Fallon is trying to please his masters slash toe the line too much. Instagram, at Daily Comedy News. Hey, I have a confession here. Lane Spurkus. Now, Lane Spurkus wrote, don't tell anyone, but you put it on Instagram, so I'm telling everybody. Remember that 5-star review the other day? Somebody had gone on Apple Podcasts and given my podcast a 5-star review, and I was all excited. Well, Lane Spurkus has admitted, my iTunes review was an amateur attempt to manufacture hype for this podcast, which I thoroughly enjoy, thank you, sir, but also for myself. You were also right that I am the only Lane left in Louisiana. There was another, but he moved to Denver last year. If you become a Dogecoin millionaire, Johnny Mac, I hope you continue Daily Comedy News just for kicks. Oh, I'm committed to this thing. I need an excuse to Google Tig Notaro sex and hide out in the basement for a half hour. Let me open up the Dogecoin, see how my life is going today. 28 cents as I record here at 11:11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That is not good. That is not good at all. I have more than doubled my money on Dogecoin. My initial $250 investment is now worth $509.58. Just short of a million and just short of the $22,000 I need for replacement Honda Civic. Now, while I was depressed yesterday, I didn't really get to do justice to this. Scott Beckett had gone on buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews to support the show. You've heard me ask you to support the show. Scott Beckett went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, and he bought me not one, but two large iced coffees. Now, Scott, I want you to understand how appreciative I am. Just yesterday was really hard. I had a 1992 Honda Civic with a taped-on bumper, 30-year-old car, and I had to say goodbye to it. It was a very hard day. Now, Sam had asked, how many coffees does it take to prove to you that Bob's Burgers is a real thing? And I took your challenge seriously, and I did some research. I did two things. First thing is I started searching on the internet for, does Bob's Burgers exist? And I came to this URL. I'm going to read it to you just so you can type it in yourself, Scott Beckett. if you go to cheeseburger.com with a Z, so cheeseburger.com/7736758528/what-do-you-mean-you've-never-. Can't even do the bit. Scene-Bob's-Burgers. If you go to that URL, and I will post it in the show notes to make your life easy, here's what comes up. There's a picture of one of the characters that's supposedly on Bob's Burgers, the one with the bunny ears, probably has a name. The headline says, "What do you mean you've never seen Bob's Burgers?" All right, I'm intrigued. cheeseburger.com/a bunch of numbers/some hyphens. The entire post says, "Let me get you up to speed." The part where it says get you up to speed is a hyperlink. I'm going to click on it. When I click on it, and I'm doing it right now, and I want you to do it, Scott Beckett, that hyperlink takes you to video.adultswim.com/bobs-burgers/. Right? So it's adultswim.com website. If Bob's Burgers exists, clearly it's going to be on the Adult Swim website. I'm putting these links in the show notes. You listeners, do this yourself. I am not hogwashing you. This is a real thing. I went to video.adultswim.com/bobs-burgers/. Safari can't find the server. That's weird. It's as if Bob's Burgers doesn't exist. Scott Beckett, who bought me two coffees at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomicnews. But back to your question, Scott Beckett, how many coffees does it take to prove to you that Bob's Burgers is a real thing? Well, I went to livescience.com and they say people who take in the caffeine equivalent of 3 cups of brewed coffee or 7 cups of instant are more likely to hallucinate, a new study suggests. The researchers found that people with a caffeine intake that high, whether it came from coffee, tea, chocolate, and I do eat M&Ms, or caffeinated energy drinks or pills, had a 3 times higher tendency to hear voices and see things that were not there, for example, Bob's Burgers, than those who consume the equivalent of 1/2 cup of brewed coffee or 1 cup of instant coffee. Though most people who drink loads of coffee are not known to hallucinate seriously, when these type of experiences interfere with daily functioning, they are considered to be psychotic. So if you think Bob's Burgers is on your TV and you've had a lot of coffee today, you might want to visit livescience.com, I'll just say. Although I realize I just accidentally wrote a Foxworthy joke. If you drink a lot of coffee and think you see Bob's Burgers on your television, you might be psychotic. Now, according to Professor Simon Crow, 5 cups of coffee or more per day is enough to increase your tendency to hallucinate. So I usually have 1 large iced coffee from the donuts chain. It's usually an iced coffee with milk and caramel. Sometimes around the holidays, they do fun flavors and I'll try something else out. But I haven't done that in a while. Where's the pumpkin? All right, that's August, October. We know that. Where's the mint? That's Christmas time. Let's get some summer flavors, donuts chain. But Scott Beckett, when you went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomicnews because you want to support the show. And you asked, how many coffees does it take to prove to you that Bob's Burgers is a real thing? Science tells us the answer is 5, and you only bought me 2. There is no such thing as Bob's Burgers. That's your comedy news for today. Tomorrow, normal episode, and I'm going to break out the half-ass angry Jerry Seinfeld impression. You thought I forgot about his article about cars? Oh, no. I have dusted it off for tomorrow for the back end of the show. And as I've dived in on it, Jerry can write. So we'll do that tomorrow. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. See you tomorrow. All right.